Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Cultaholic Watch Alongmas. So, in the spirit of Christmas, we're watching some terrible wrestling between now and the big day. The day that the big fat man comes down the chimney with his big sack and loads it on your carpet. And who be we? I be Fake Geordie, radio presenter without portfolio, former Cultaholic heavyweight champion Tom Campbell. And today, I am with my colleague from the Blue Brand back in the noughties from the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review. It's Prince Botch. It's Matthew Gregg.
Yes, that is me. I am also ready for the big man with the sack and the sexual innuendo to come down the chimney and the blah, blah, blah. How are you doing, Tom?
Mate, I am doing wonderful today. So we are continuing on our journey to get us ready for Christmas by watching some awful wrestling. I can reveal today, Matthew, we are going back to 2017, Payback 2017 in particular, where we will be partaking in the contest between Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton, known as the House of Horrors. Matthew, your initial thoughts when I tell you House of Horrors?
Well, it's an American thing. And I love it when Americans talk about horrors because they say House of Whores.
I mean, there is that. I mean, I don't think there's many of them in this one because I don't think Charles Wright was with the company at this point.
Hey.
But that's true. But hey, look, we can't watch this just me and you.
Yeah, why should just you and me suffer?
Fire up the random guest generator and see who it spits out to join us.
Randomly generating guests. Turn around where possible. Installing American Rachel. Now uploading Jack the Jobber.
Hiya, chaps. Hello. Hey. You all right?
We're doing good, mate. Happy Christmas.
I tell you what, not to break kayfabe too much, but I could hear you two before the random generator spat my name out. And bloody hell, you're good at the intros, Tom. Isn't he good at the intros, Matthew?
He is, mate. He is one of these people that encourages me to work harder because I know, he's a colleague, right? I'm also awake.
Just contrasting in my head the difference between like when me or you do an intro for the pitches or the podcast and then Tom's there cutting a promo. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. One time we did a podcast together with Andy Bowers, the guy who runs Andrew Bowers, whatever his name is, of North Wrestling. Sorry, I'm still awake. And he said that he started off, Mr. Bowers himself went, well, welcome to North Wrestling's podcast, I guess. And I went, no, this is how you do it. Come on, lad, do it again with feeling, with emotion. And I wouldn't have done that if Tom wasn't sat opposite me.
Just G'ing everybody on. Jack, we're watching the House of Horrors. How your thoughts when this match comes to mind?
Oh, it's bad for... Well, I think it's a bad match of both style and substance in a bad way. It's not just a shallow bad match. It's not just your standard kind of wacky, as they are known these days, cinematic match that is a bit pants. I think it's bad also because of the build-up to it. Are we going to... Do we talk about that before we watch the match?
I think we talk about it during the match.
Yeah, that works. That's cool. I'll help get into that later on. Well, in a little bit.
Amazing. So we're going to get into it and crack on with House of Horrors from Payback 2017. You need to fire up the WWE Network. You need to go to Payback 2017 and find yourself the House of Horrors match. Now, it's in two parts. We will direct you on the second part in good time. But for now, head over to 1 hour, 26 minutes and 39 seconds, which is where our broadcast will begin. I'll give you a second to do that right now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Jack, are you ready for some horrors in the house?
Yeah.
Yes. Matthew Gregg, are you ready for some whores in the house?
There's some horrors in this house. There's some horrors in this house. Fantastic. Yes, I'm definitely ready for that, Tom.
From the top, make it drop on go. So 3, 2, 1, go. Oh. Look at that, people at a wrestling show. That never gets boring to say that. People at a wrestling show.
It actually looks quite bizarre. It actually looks quite wrong now.
Lillian.
Oh, there's JoJo. So, wonder Bray Wyatt likes us much.
Oh. Oh, can I explain a little bit then about the background to this?
Of course you can.
So, this comes off the back of the feud between Bray and Randy that culminated at WrestleMania, where he projected the insects onto the canvas. We all love it. We all remember that. Now, Randy had won that match. He is currently the champion as we speak. But this match is non-title because they've been drafted to different brands. But they wanted to have this match anyway. This match never needed. It never needed to happen. It could have just not existed. Oh, here we go.
That's the joy of the brand split, how it can act as such a speed bump in so many different storylines. They just go, oh, you're on a different brand now. So work around that, you buggers.
I also sympathise with Bray in this. He was... Oh, my God, look at him. He's so serious.
Here we go, fake taxi.
There's something... Yeah, there's something weird about being shirtless in a limo.
Yeah, it's fake taxi, isn't it? It really is. Oh, I haven't brought my wallet. Is there another way I can pay?
Risks are real. The moves are real. The taxis are fake.
Outside of a wrestling context... Orton there did look a lot like a porn star, didn't he? He really did.
Yes.
He's got that look.
Hello, horror.
Oh, my God.
So this will and be again, to point out, people at the arena were watching this, the arena in San Jose, California, who were quick to point out on Twitter, as this was happening, it was not dark.
Yeah, they were on the West Coast. And it was still daytime. Also, another thing. Oh, my God.
The tractor coming up, yeah.
It's going. Haunted tractor going backwards. There's a lot to process in just that.
I think he undersold the tractor. He must have had heat with it backstage because he sandbagged that tractor.
I'm going to lose face to the tractor.
Yeah. Another thing as well that I hated about this feud was that as I was mentioning, I sympathized with Bray because Randy had burned his compound down despite gaining his trust. I just feel like this was booked all. That's why I say it's a bad match of style and substance, because it was bad all the way through to the core.
See, I'm with Jack, but I love the build-up because I love what you get in sometimes in these storylines where you know what the finish is going to be with Orton turning on Bray, but everyone knows it apart from Bray. Even Luke Harper going, no, this is a really bad idea. Oh, pish and tiffle, Luke Harper. Why would Randy Orton turn on me? And everyone knows it's going to happen and is waiting for it. It can be amazing. And then it happened and sucked.
I have to question the way that he turned on him. Is he going to bust the door down?
I feel like I'm watching Hello Neighbor, the movie.
Oh, it's like Triple H. Oh, he did that to Randy's house. He's learned that. He remembered how to kick a door in. I have to question the way that Randy turned on Bray, because he won the Rumble. He had the title shot. He gave up the title shot. He burned Bray's house down and he got another title shot. I don't understand his strategy. He could have just kept his original Rumble title shot. I don't understand.
It's best not to think about it. Okay. And this is another thing as well. It's where WWE wants to be, you know, the maker of films rather than maker of crappy matches. But their idea of Cinemite right now is straight to DVD 2010 horror, which is not a positive thing. So look, it's all dimly lit, disturbing imagery, which stopped being disturbing around about when 13 Ghosts came out in 2002.
There's a little bit of the Bourne film's shaky cam there as well. Look at that. It's like that one Bourne film that tried to do it. Was that Quantum of Solace, Matthew?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
The one we don't talk about.
Yeah. Yeah.
The writer's strike was to blame for that. The writer's struck when they saw this as well, and they weren't even employed by WWE.
The lights are flickering.
I'm confused. So it was pitch black when we came into the house, yet we've got blue lights burning through the one window and red lights burning through another.
Because I'm ready to go. Oh.
No one gave him the green light.
Oh.
What's nice is, and for we often get on WWE's case for not remembering their own history, but this is a feud that is referenced like in 2020.
I reacted so positively to that. Just that. I'll be interviewing Randy Orton tonight. And it cuts to five light on us. He's looking at that painting when he burned his house down. I'm like, I was happier seeing continuity remembered than I was about the actual thing that happened.
There was a great bit of continuity on the Raw the day after this is recorded, Math, where it was Kofi Kingston versus Shelton Benjamin. And Tom Phillips says, these two were rivals in ECW.
They actually were, yeah. It was Kofi's first feud.
That sounds so misleading. Sounds like they were like mixing it up with the Sandman in 1998.
Yo. By the way, this pay-per-view happened the day after Anthony Joshua stopped Vladimir Klitschko in the 11th round. So
did it?
I'm not saying there were high expectations for this show, but nothing was going to be. Oh, spookily oogly.
Somebody made
Doobity spooky shoes. All right, great.
Dada.
Those are scary. Whoopity whoopity whoop. Like, but yeah, that's just a Korn album cover from 98. Big deal.
The ghost of all the wrestlers that you didn't put over on the indies.
You pooed in my bag, Randy.
Wait, to scale.
Yeah, to scale. Indie darlings.
I feel like part of the reason this didn't work is because for it to really be effective, you'd need a babyface who could be feasibly scared, but Orton's such a sexy badass that he can't, he doesn't,
yeah, you're right, he's not selling really, any of the things, he's just like, oh, it's a dog.
He just looks confused slightly rather than actually scared. But I can't think of a face who could get away with being scared.
Yeah, if they had a dude in a white sheet go woo, Randy would just give an RKO and move on.
That'd been amazing.
Oh, if Bo Dallas had returned, that would have been, because his brother as well. Oh, Bo Dallas was fantastic.
Well, it's great when you got two wrestling dads like Barry Windham and IRS. Nice. I don't want to talk about their relationship.
I thought you were going to say Cowboy Bob as well. So many dads. The subtext of this.
So many dads. You're right. Randy's not selling any of this. He's like, all right, I'll beat you up then. And at least with Undertaker doing stuff like this, the Boiler Room, it fit his... Sorry, not the Boiler Room. It's obviously Mankind. But like the casket matches Undertaker, it fit his gimmick and looked cool. He could do it in a ring. When you have to have a character so convoluted that you have to have a a spookily ookily match in the middle of nowhere. kind of losing sight of things.
Oh, it's a red room.
What's going on in the kitchen?
He's developing film.
What's that?
it's Christmas tree. It's Christmas.
Yeah. It's just a really budget effort.
Yeah.
We forgot the Christmas tree and we left it too late. So we just had to make it out of just stuff we found in the garden.
Yeah. So Randy is so patooed that he doesn't go in and does something else instead.
What was the point of that room?
Oh, that was...
There was no set piece in the room.
The kitchen.
Is the baby cam
in the kitchen?
Oh.
He hasn't done the dishes. Ooh,
oh, no, it's a student house.
Just the remnants of a game of Ring of Fire on one of the counters.
Bray, it's your turn to do the bins. I know, but I'm lazy.
What game did you play in your student house, Jack?
What, sorry?
What games did you play in your student house?
Ring of Fire was the go-to, I think. Yeah, everyone. But I put out a tweet. I put feelers out on this, I'm saying, as Randy beats a man in his own kitchen. I put out a tweet with our rules of Ring of Fire, and then all around the country it differs slightly. Like the word for bread roll differs slightly around the country as well.
Or the name for Tig.
Yeah, it was Tig where I'm from. What was the playground chasing game called where you're from, Tom?
In the West Midlands, we called it Tag or Run from the Police.
Oh. Yeah, fair, yeah.
Or did you have that game where it's like hide and seek, but like you play it like neighborhood with all the other neighbors' kids. You turn your back Blogger. And you count. Yeah, but then you had to get to the spot where you're counting and you had to say something.
1, 2, 3, back to base.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that differs. Oh, crap, I can't remember what the hell we said.
One, two, three,
I'll read pet.
Yeah, we said that in Northampton. It's very confusing.
Oh, it looked like he was going to spank him with the frying pan.
I was going to get a bit Reeves and Mortimer then. I was quite excited.
Yeah. Oh, do you think they're having fun?
I think at this moment they're having an existential crisis going, what are we doing? Why are we doing this?
It's a haunted house. I put the stuff in the sink and I came back the next day and it still wasn't washed. It was still there.
We shot a match between Rampage Brown and Primate. Oh, the fridge. Between Rampage Brown and Primate back at the What Culture office, where they just brawled around the office and
I like that one. Yeah, that
they got milk everywhere and it stank for weeks.
Oh.
Now, I wasn't there the day they filmed it, but apparently they had an absolute whale of a time just messing up this office. So maybe they are having fun doing a backstage. Well, not a backstage, but a house of horror. Maybe.
Oh, there's the shadow of the cameraman caught there.
Nice sort of silhouette of your cameraman there.
Suddenly, the boom mic operator takes out Bray Wyatt with a clothesline.
Those banisters are getting knocked out, aren't they? No, the little pillars in the... No, they're not. They've survived.
So was this supporting drywall. Was this Bray's house?
Was the compound his house?
Don't ask questions like this.
Wait, we have to know.
Bray has several spooky properties. So he's got the House of Horrors, his West Coast abode near San Jose. He's got the original compound that burned down. What was the compound that he fought Braun Strowman at recently? Was that the same compound? Or was that he rebuilt it? A new one?
Oh, yeah.
Death Star?
It was next to a jetty.
Yes. Like the bayou.
It was on the bayou, isn't it? It was a bayou brawl.
It was very true.
Obviously, he built a house in swampland. That's a sensible idea.
It was a very True Detective season one kind of effort. What a season.
Isn't all of Florida built on swampland?
And Nolans.
There's the cameraman again.
Yes. Oh, he's won. I forgot. Right, this is part one, isn't it, still? But it looks like he's won. He beat Orton with the fridge, apparently.
Death by fridge.
Was that the finishing blow, the fridge?
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Fantastic.
Death by fridge.
So that was supposed to make... Again, Bray doesn't look scary. Randy lost to a fridge. They brawled in the messy mess. No one saw it.
I above the mucky mess.
I don't care.
Still in Wonder Boy, I know.
Brawling in the messy mess.
Now, look, if he clicked his fingers and said tractor to me, and then it appeared and he'd driven it off to the arena, then I'd be 5 stars all the way. But...
And the tractor's voiced by John Ratzenberger. Hey, where are we going, Bray?
Gilbert Gottfried has. the fridge.
Yeah. I'll take you to the venue, Brian.
Hey, Randy, get off me. Jafar!
Oh, what's he seeing? He's just having a little giggle.
He's just wacky and grinning, and it's just pish.
I think he looks a bit. I think he looks a bit like Action Bronson there. If anybody knows what? Driver, take me to the arena.
Which arena, mate?
To the arena.
Which the arena, mate? Can you be a bit more specific? I've got to put it in the set nav.
Yeah.
He's singing to himself as the driver.
Well, that's a good way to have the taxi driver not talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man.
It's a good way to avoid it. So, I mean, you'll be pleased to know there is two parts to this match.
Oh no, wait, like... Tom, we haven't finished the ambience.
That's just
I dropped the fridge on my arch nemesis.
I'd have liked it if he had put his seatbelt on, really, but you know.
That would be funny, Jet. The scary, creepy house dudes have to put his safety first, lads.
Click, click.
And wait, if I remember right. Yeah, there we go. We're good. The arena. Wow, what do the fans have to say?
Booker T looks startled. He's really shocked.
Please don't ask me anything.
God, how do you get the fans back on side? Well, you have them come to the arena.
Yes.
That's what you do. And if you want to continue watching this, you have to skip on to 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 52 seconds. Of WW2 Payback 2017, 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 52. I will give you a second to do that right now.
Yeah. Well, bye to everybody leaving.
Yeah. Feel free to. This is a jumping off point if you choose to. But welcome back if you are back. Okay. Part two on go in 3, 2, 1, go. Here we go. Stiff 922.
Oh. What? Stiff.
Stiff. Because Randy's dead.
Oh, is he? No, he hasn't put Randy in it. You've just got to get back to the arena, haven't you? Have you? What are the rules?
They never really said.
No.
Just a fight in a haunted house.
Has he put him in the boot? No, he hasn't. He never brought him out of the house.
I guess he has to come to the arena to clock out and get his pay slip.
Yeah.
He could have posted it, but they'll take ages. So he might as well just come and collect it while he's in town. He just goes straight to the pay window.
From what I remember, I don't think this does happen, but I'd love it if Randy did a big Austin return in a vehicle that he's commandeered from, but I can't think of what. Well, the tractor, I suppose.
Yeah, the tractor. We established this,
Neil, mate.
Neil's workbox. Lovely.
Neil's going to be livid.
Neil before workbox. Sorry.
On the top it says WIDAB or bad I'm.
Oh. Oh my God.
Oh, there's Cole threatening us again.
Threatening us.
Bray Wyatt is here. We will see the second half of this match.
Oh, come on, guys. I didn't realize there was another intro. Yeah.
They've got
I'm not
pad
saying
it.
This is a B show pay per view, but here's the recap of the thing that happened a half an hour ago.
Despite finding it really cheesy, I have to admit that when I saw Bray Wyatt live, I did put my phone torch on and join in.
Entrance is awesome.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I think it kept his career going, considering all the crap they gave him.
It's Pavlovian, isn't it, a little bit? To go, I want to join in. I want to put my phone on.
I did it as well, with perilously low charge.
Oh,
it's dangerous.
Was that the year when... No. Bray's entrance is great. It's up there with... I was fortunate enough to be there for Shane McMahon's entrance at WrestleMania 32 against Taker when all the Shane dollars rained down.
Nice.
And me and Ross reached up for one and it ripped in half. And I think there's a metaphor in that, really. our greed cost us, both of us. It's like the prisoner's dilemma.
I'm reading a review of Scott Keefe did this, and the whole show, the paper says, any show with the House of Horrors match gets a hearty thumbs down and a F off to boot from me. The other matches on the show, Jericho versus Owens, the US title, which was a very good match apparently, where Jericho took the US title to SmackDown. Neville defeating Austin Aries via DQ after Neville was losing, so he hit the ref for the DQ. The Hardy Boys versus Sheamus and Cesaro in that feud they had, where the Hardys retained, so the bar beat them up afterwards. Bayley to win the title in Alexa Bliss to win the title in Bayley's hometown.
Is that when Bayley didn't know how to use a kendo stick and got scared?
No, that'd be the. This is just a match. Then, in between horrors, we had Samoa Joe versus Seth Rollins, which I remember them having a good matches, but this wasn't one of them because the crowd had just seen a man getting flattened by a fridge freezer. And following this, we get Strowman versus Reigns, where, let's see, Braun catches him a choke and gets a power slam and beating Reigns.
Oh, wow. Well, fair enough. Oh,
and Reigns back out.
Oh my god. So now
Randy is spooky, which doesn't make sense.
He's not going to be the spooky one.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I don't understand.
Like, from any perspective, from a wrestling perspective, from a storyline perspective, from a I did film and media, so I'm going to make a video about cinema sins perspective, none of this makes sense.
Unless the limo driver stopped for Taco Bell, which allowed Randy time to book an Uber and get there quicker.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have stopped for that haircut.
That's what happened. That could be the only thing that happened.
Oh.
Randy Orton, flipping loves, backdrops onto the announce table. I've noticed that watching Raw on a weekly basis, that it's not a Randy match lately if he doesn't do a backdrop onto an announce table.
Randy, I never know what I think of him because sometimes... The way he does everything, he moves better than like any wrestler ever, but he never tries. He's like the gifted student who's just lazy or I don't know.
Dude, I live with two people at that uni. Both did the same course, psychology. And one of them would have to work hard and train hard and everything else. And then the other one would do his essays the day before. And the guy that did his essays the day before would always get A's. And he said, drive the other guy nuts.
And that's
Randy. I'm with you, Jack. Sometimes Randy can look really motivated in his promos I get with, and sometimes he can't. But he always gets amazing responses from the crowd because he's Randy Orton.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm watching going, why are you reacting? This is nothing. He's like, I love the way Randy comes out and challenges a dude to a match. You're like, that's not something to be complimented. That's expected. That's like complimenting the dude at McDonald's for bringing your burger in a bun.
I must admit, in time of recording, we're about a week and a bit away from TLC and Orton versus The Fiend, and we've had Orton versus Bray Wyatt on Raw the night before.
Is that Sam Driver in the front row?
Oh my god!
Did you see that?
I did see a guy in a white vest.
He had silvery slicked back hair.
Silvery hair. Oh. He could be Driver from the future.
Yeah. Sorry, Tom.
He uses time travel. Abilities to go back and watch this live.
There is some.
A wild Sam Driver appears.
Wow. Sorry, Tom, for cutting you off. I just panicked when I saw him.
What a treat. A wild Absolutely. Sam Driver.
Maybe it's Driver. Driver. He's the guy who drove Randy to the arena.
He's Randy enough. That sounds awful.
Who's He's Randy? I'm Randy. But yeah, The Fiend, the character, not The Fiend, maybe, the Firefly Funhouse, I enjoy watching on a weekly basis. Oh, God.
I did not remember this being part of the match.
Oh, well, might as well segue from one impressive feud to another.
Oh, Mahal's the number one contender. What things to come?
Well, the Punjabi prison, yes.
Wait, don't tell me Bray only won because, you bum.
Oh, there he is!
He's huge. He's a big boy.
That's how I introduce Randy to the Mahal of Pain.
Oh, that's a lovely shirt he's got on, though. I like that. I'd wear that shirt.
The Jinder Ninja.
Why did they do this? I don't want to sound harsh. I don't want to sound harsh, but why did they do this and give him the belt? Was it for a joke?
Well, because they thought that India was this huge new market for them. And after all this buildup of Jinder beating people, Nakamura and Orton with these matches that all ended the exact same way with, like, Jinder taking all the offense and then his mates coming in and distracting him for the finish. 3 months of that. And they did this tour of India. It's supposed to be like these three or four big arenas. Couldn't sell them all out. They did one arena show and Triple H beat Jinder and then AJ Styles beat him the next month.
Oh, they had Triple H beat him. They sent him to his own, like, well, he's Canadian, isn't he? But they sent him to India and Triple H battered him in front of his fans. That's sad.
So wow, Bray, you cradling suck.
He's cradling his skull. He's cradling... Oh, no, it's Randy. I thought that was Bray's hand on the back of Randy's head.
Holding his skull.
Mate, that was even worse than the bit in the house.
No, that wasn't worse than the bit in the house.
Are you kidding me? Randy is like, all right, I'll fight you in your own house of horrors. Here's Jinder Mahal, the Bollywood boys. And that's the only way Bray can beat him. That's pathetic.
Just a reminder as well, Randy was WWE champion at this point.
Not for long.
He didn't need to be in this match. Well, no, not for long at all.
He's about to be hindered by Jinder.
Wait.
Jinder Mahal just hit him with the title. Belt.
Yeah. Had he already lost to Jinder?
No. Jinder stole the belt on SmackDown.
Oh, and he drove off. He drove off brandishing it. I remember that now, yes.
So Randy was the champ?
Yeah, yeah.
The champ was doing this?
Yeah.
God. Road Dog, you suck.
I remember when Jinder drove off with the belt because I remember thinking, well, that's too obvious a visual. He's never going to win it now. And then he only bloody did.
Yeah, this is the type of match where you're watching it by yourself and then your friend who isn't a wrestling fan comes in and thinks that you're an idiot the rest of the time he knows you.
Yeah.
And now you are an idiot with us as well because we've all watched it together. So that is...
Before we leave, there's a comment someone left on a review that says, I wish Randy put Bray in a chin lock in the kitchen out of sheer habit.
That is phenomenal.
I'd have been bloody down with that. That'd have been amazing. Would like to take this moment to thank Jack for joining us on Watch Along.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
It was an absolute treat, matey. Thank you very much. And Matthew, did you have a lovely time revisiting the House of Horror?
No. So thank you very much, Jack and Tom.
That's all right, mate.
And until we are next together, he is at Jack the Jobber on Twitter. He is at Matthew Gregg on Twitter. I am at Tom Campbell on Twitter. Together, we are at Cultaholic on Twitter. Don't forget to join us. Fireball is different everywhere you go. Love you, bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.